Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Raiders worked out Colin Kaepernick yesterday. He got his first workout since being exiled. Seattle had talked about it. Mark Davis, following in the footsteps of his pops, right? In many ways. Al Davis hired the NFL's first black coach in Art Shell, their first female chief executive in Amy Trask, who we know at the station. Also the first team owner to draft a black quarterback in the first round, the second team owner to hire a Hispanic head coach in Tom Flores, and of course, he always fought with the league. We know that Mark Davis is pissed that John Gruden got taken away from him. Yesterday, by the way, a judge dismissed the NFL's request that the Gruden lawsuit get thrown out. Oh, my God. I can't wait for this thing to get to trial as Gruden is trying to prove that Roger Goodell leaked the Washington emails that led to his termination. Oh, please, please. Let's get some Johnny Depp Amber Heard details. Is that trial still going on, by the way?
Yes, it is going on.
My brother went on a rampage on our text chain saying, do you know what a disgrace? Now, he's an attorney. He's like, do you know what a disgrace this is and the waste of money being dedicated towards this stupid, salacious Hollywood story? It's still going on?
Yeah, my wife's an attorney as well, but she's an in-house attorney, so she can work from home unless she has to leave for, like, depositions or trials.
Oh, she's a woman. She's got to be an in-house attorney.
Okay.
Got to.
She's an in-kitchen attorney.
Barefoot attorney.
Hey, take your briefs off the oven. Anyway, so she...
Briefs.
So she actually...
That worked both ways.
It did, actually. She actually will sit there in the office with the television on, and I'm like, oh, what are you watching? What do you think? I'm watching Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. And I'm like, don't do this. But I'm not surprised. She is you and you are her. Y'all like trashy reality, salacious. Oh, man, she is all into this.
And hot dude. What?
What, who, Johnny?
No, we're talking about common likes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your hotness for Johnny.
I love this. I love this
story. What's human fecal matter?
Oh, wait, give me the line.
It's so bizarre.
And so grotesque.
All right, the text line ought to be fun reacting to this. I love it. That means Josh McDaniels signed off because Mark Davis has said, look, I'm willing to do it. I would give the blessing if our front office and our coaches wanted to add him. Backup quarterbacks. Now, age doesn't matter as much anymore in today's NFL. For Colin's style of game, maybe it factors in more than Drew Brees dropping back at 40, Tom Brady dropping back at 43, but quarterbacks are playing to a higher age now. He's 34. Of course, he's got to be rusty, but Jared Stidham, along with Nick Mullins, are some of the Raider backups at this time. Kaepernick said, all I want is a tryout, a chance to show. And part of me thinks that Mark Davis is trying to give the middle finger to the NFL because he's still ticked off that they took, in his mind, they took John Gruden away. So fine, I'm going to put Colin Kaepernick back in the news and make your life a living hell. I love it.
This guy, man.
I love it.
This guy's amazing. Like the pettiness of the Raiders.
If that's the case.
If it is, and I don't care if it isn't, I'm going with that. Yeah. I'm going with this. I want to believe that he is doing this just to give the middle finger to Roger Goodell.
Yes.
Because Mark Davis seems like he's just out there kind of having his own fun and doing his own thing with that funky little haircut, his 11-year-old backpack, looking like a fifth grader out there. but, here he is. He's going to just make the NFL's life a living hell.
Will Colin Kaepernick be on an NFL roster to start the season? Will he make...
He will get invited to training camp.
I was about to say, training camp's 100%, without question. He'll be at training camp, but to make a roster?
Yeah, it's been 6 years. Like, you've got to convince me he's better than Jared Stidham at this point. It's been 6 years.
I mean, you guys were calling out the Mavericks for wasting a roster spot on Boban. I would kind of feel the same way about Colin Kaepernick.
Whoa. Yeah.
If he makes a like the backup role, if he's the number two,
you know, that's
a great sports feat.
Yes.
Who else has been out of the game for 6 years athletically and just comes back?
Yeah. How long was Mike out?
Mike was out for 2 years.
No, I'm talking about for the Wizards. Was that
I think
two
it was 2 years
well?
As well, because it was 2000 he came back.
Man.
Tiger was out.
Troy just messed my head up.
You know, Tiger kept trying to come back, and it's golf.
Troy just messed my head up, because now I want to do a Colin Kaepernick Boban comparison in terms of asking who could contribute more, who could contribute more to a game in the next 2 years? I mean...
That's the clarification to a game. Who contributes more to the organization? That's without question, it's Colin Kaepernick. You without question contribute
why
more.
I think it's Boban. I'm thinking of it as a great team guy, teammate. You know, like Colin Kaepernick is going to be a distraction.
But
to a game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Colin Kaepernick could put up better numbers in his sport over the next 2 years than Boban, even though he's been out, because he can sit there and run around. Look, man, he can complete a 7-yard pass, I think. He still has to have a pretty decent arm. I don't know. I was surprised and excited that this story came out yesterday.
It's going to enrage
a lot of people.
It came out of nowhere. I don't care. Look, I mean, if he plays, if he's able to make a team, he should make a team.
I mean, the man was robbed of his career. We can talk about being out for 6 years, but he got blackballed.
Did he not? Fair. Oh, of course.
So the man had his career taken from him. Now, maybe I can hear y'all texting away right now. Maybe he contributed to the additional years by not really wanting to come back and play. Not accepting a backup role, not accepting the lesser money. I don't know. I don't know what his stance was, but it felt like no one was willing to even bring him in for a tryout after his career was stolen from him. So this isn't making good on that. The NFL isn't like, all right, we're even now. A lot of his prime years, you could argue his prime was taken from him. And here we are. Gets a workout.
Yeah, I think it's clear that he was like forced out of the league, or blackballed, if you want to call it that. I think that's pretty clear, because he definitely was good enough to have a roster spot. I guess there's the possibility he didn't want a backup role,
right?
And I will be honest. There was a time where if Colin wasn't going to start for me, I may not have wanted him as a backup. Because it was going to be a hot button issue, and he was going to be I don't say distraction, but he was going to be the guy everybody went to. And you want your backup quarterback basically to just sit there and hold a clipboard.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be a news-making story. So, I mean, I can understand if he wasn't going to start, but there's especially back then, 2016, there were not 32 NFL starting quarterbacks in the league. There's not 32 now.
There's not 32 now.
There's 20.
What's the text line look like?
You want the real answer?
Yep.
He opted out of a contract and nobody re-signed him. Colin was nothing special, sued the NFL, so he shouldn't work in the league. He blanked on his company.
So that means you don't think Brian Flores should work in the league either. Okay, go ahead.
He didn't want to back up, made that very clear. Several teams offered him a chance at the backup spot. Did he get the $80 million back in that settlement? He opted out of his contract. He was trash anyway.
A lot of people opt out, right? A lot of people opt out. Kyrie Irving's about to opt out of his contract. He's not going to get blackballed.
He is going to opt out of his contract.
Everyone has opt outs.
Yeah, like if he just stayed in his contract, he still would have been in the league. I think that's what they're saying. Which maybe that's possible. He was offered multiple jobs. That's not having your career stolen.
I haven't heard any. Give me the team in the story that offered him a job.
It was Denver? Did Denver offer him something?
I haven't heard of anyone offering him a job.
There was something about Denver, like 6 years ago.
His name was tied into Denver. His name was tied into the Baltimore Ravens at one point as well, but there was never a contract slid across the table and said sign.
Everyone forgets that he was a backup when he left the league 6 years ago. He had gotten benched. He sucks. There's no way he makes the roster on any squad. You guys are violating the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not talk trash about Boban.
Well done. That's a good way to end the discussion.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.